Emotions are running high after a young pregnant woman was attacked for just being a Muslim. Protesters have gathered at the town hall of Argenteuil and they are calling for justice.
Go, Manuel Valls!
The woman who was attacked in broad daylight in front of a clinic suffered miscarriage. Hundreds have gathered in front of the town hall of Argenteuil just next to Paris, and many people here say racist attacks by neo-Nazi groups are rising every day. Rabia, who revealed only her first name, was attacked last month. She says the attacks have a strikingly common thread.
The latest attack was exactly the same as mine. The guys cross your path, then they turn back and walk towards you, and they pull off your headscarf, or in my case, the hijab. Then they hit you, throw you on the ground. In the last case, the woman said she was pregnant, and they kicked her in the belly. I hid my face so I couldn't see them, but the other woman saw her attackers, and they were skinheads.
The mayor of Argenteuil has strongly condemned the attacks, saying there is no place for Islamophobia in his town. But residents who have gathered in protest believe groups of skinheads have been spotted in some of the town's central locations.
Stop, on veut plus agresser la femme.
Stop, we want this aggression to stop. We have had enough. We are told that in France women's rights are respected, and that includes her choice of dress and her security. What we are seeing is that the attacks are becoming a commonplace, a kind of a trend.
Neo-Nazi groups have become more visible in France since they joined the anti-gay marriage demonstrations in January this year. And they have attacked even those French who support the rights of ethnic and religious minorities in the country. The French government says it will enforce a ban on groups which call for racial purity. But the big question remains, will a ban be enough to prevent further attacks on Muslims and other minorities at the hands of extreme right-wing groups? Anastasia Proye, Press TV, Paris.